Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
I can go for miles in my airplane. Have a lot of smiles in my airplane. I can go up, I can get down, but I can't get to you if you don't want me around in my airplane. You could wear your flowers in my airplane. Laugh and talk for hours in my airplane. You can go from and you can go to. And if you'll fly with me, then I will fly to you in my airplane. If I get my jet and set myself right on the runway of your city, you would not be there to meet me. You would not be there to greet me. That's right. In the pity, we could go to Maine in my airplane. Chase away the rain in my airplane. We can go up, we can go down, but the way we're going now, we won't get off the ground in my airplane. If I get my jet set myself right on the runway of your sedan. You would not be there to meet me. You would not be there to greet me. That's right. And the pity we could go to Maine in my airplane. Chase away the rain in my airplane. We can go up, we can go down. But the way we're going now, we won't get off the ground in my airplane.
We received an invitation in the post one Monday morn to attend our cousin's wedding in the town where we were born. The dew was back in Kerry, so wishing to be frugal, we trawled the net to find some decent travel deals on Google. Cheap flights, cheap as they can be. Bedad, we found an airline selling flights for 50p.
Diddly-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed.
Well, we clicked onto the website and were mightily surprised to find the actual cost wasn't quite as advertised. We'd forgotten airport taxes had also to be billed. But a bargain is the bargain, and begorra, we were thrilled. Cheap flights, Stansted to Tralee. At isn't every airline offers flights for 50p.
Diddly-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed. After studying the website, we decided it was best to pay priority boarding so that we'd sit three abreast.
Three abreast, that's the best.
And of course, we'd all have luggage, so that's an extra cost. And then we paid insurance in case our cases might get lost. Ah, cheap flights, it's obvious to see. There must be extra charges when the flights are 50p. Mnya, 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 keychain.
At last the flight was booked with all of the additions. We'd read the reams of small print of terms and conditions, and then pick up the charge for using Visa, which was drastic. Cos how the feck are you supposed to pay if not with feckin' plastic?
Cheap flights, we paid the feckin' fee. Cos by now we were committed to the flights for 50p. Diddly-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and-diddly-eyed-and-eyed-and-eyed-and. Someone's being diddled and it's us, so it is.
Now I don't know if you've tried locating Stansted on a map, but checking in at 5 a.m. is a feckin' load of crap. Is there a Bandex if you try to catch a train or underground? So a taxi to the Arsenal world was more than £100. Cheap flights, we should have gone by sea. There's no such feckin' thing as a feckin' flight for 50p.
Then at last we reached the airport where we had to pay a fine.
The feckin' feckers charged us cause we hadn't checked in online. And finally aboard the flight there's an extra class of tax, cause the feckin' feckers feckin' charged to use the jacks. Cheap flights, I think you must agree. There's only feckin' gobshites think there's flights for 50p.
Sad verse. Well, finally we landed and tried to shuffle up the aisle, but the steward sent us down to the back with never a hint of a smile. And as we heard this announcement, our hearts gave a terrible thump. If you haven't prepared to use the steps, you'll have to feckin' jump.
Cheap flights, you're harkin' on to me. You need it if you think a feckin' flight is 50p. Feck!
Thank you. I got a letter one day in the morning mail. It read, son, you got to fly home. Your mom's awful sick, your brother's in jail, and your sister is covered with foam. Dad went on to say, I can't send no money, so you'll have to get here on your own. With my last bungee locked in the national sock, I knew who I had to phone. Low economy. In Nebraska, it's free. No baggage, no movie, no smoking, no seating. The peasant brunch is brought and a beating. Let's face it, this flight ain't for the privileged rich. But just 8 1/4, get your border to border on the plane with the big trailer hitch. It was more than halfway across the nation, but the airline was just down the block. Flights depart every hour from the Chevron station, displaying the bright orange windsock. With hordes of sharecroppers, I bought my ticket, had to get there with mom still alive. When the loudspeaker whined, U-Haul Flight 109 is now boarding at pump number 5. Oh! Low economy. In Nebraska, it's free. No baggage, no movie, no smoking, no seating. The peasant brunch is rough and a beating. Let's face it, this flight ain't for the privileged rich. But just 8 1/4, get your border to border on the plane with the big trailer hitch. Soon after takeoff, the stewardess announced, we've turned on the no-talking sign. And since you're standing, keep one hand on the strap and fasten your leg irons at this time. Those near the windows will notice there are none. The same goes for those on the aisle. To those passengers stacked up in first class today, please stand by for your complimentary smile. Glad I only flew one way. As we slammed down the runway, I heard that stewardess say, people, we've arrived, and for those who've survived, U-Haul Air welcomes you to L.A. No one complained as we got off the plane. We were just so glad to be here. Mom recovered okay, but if it happens again, I hope I'm over my fear of low economy. In Nebraska, it's free. No baggage, no movie, no smoking, no seating. The peasant brunch is rough and a beating. Let's face it, this flight ain't for the privileged rich. But just 8 1/4, get your border to border on the plane with the big trailer hitch. Very low economy. Why in Nebraska it's free. Low economy. In Nebraska it's free.
To fly, but I can't relax no matter how I try. It's just that I get nervous when I'm too close to the sky, and an airplane is the only way to fly. Since Orville and Wilbur Wright's first flight in the supersonic Concorde of today, there has been and always will be those who are afraid to fly. It's a natural thing to most, including me. And my biggest fear is lack of information. I always feel like the pilot's not telling me everything. What little he does say, I never quite hear, because the PA's always turned so low. Well, since I'm locked in with a seatbelt fastened and I can't get out anyway, why not just give me the straight scoop? Now, if this were the case, it might sound something like this.
This is your captain speaking. On behalf of First Officer Crash Smith and the entire crew, we'd like to welcome you aboard Tailspin Airlines Flight 101, which we hope will be nonstop service to Los Angeles, California. Shortly after takeoff, our three lovely stewardesses, Hammy, Tammy, and Tootsie, two of whom you'll recognize from the movie The Stewardesses, will be in the cabin to serve you. If we should reach our planned cruising altitude of 33,000 feet, I will turn off the seatbelt sign so that you may move about the cabin freely without fear of a hip flutter or serious injury. I remind you that smoking is permitted only in rows 8 through 15, which are clearly marked by the little red crosses on the back of the seats. Those smoking pipes or cigars will be ejected from the aircraft automatically. Should air sickness occur, please use the little white bags provided on the aircraft for this purpose. The airlines cannot be responsible for cleaning bills connected with your discomfort. The stewardess will now demonstrate the automatic oxygen system should we have a sudden change in cabin pressure. In most cases, it's rarely ever needed due to the vast number of coronary arrests experienced in this situation. My flight engineer tells me that the weather and route's nothing to write home about, but if we should encounter severe turbulence, your booze orders will be doubled at no extra charge. Other than the fact that engine number 3 is overheating a little, we expect a relatively smooth flight. If there's anything we can do to make your flight more enjoyable, for God's sake, keep it to yourself. Because I got my hands full just keeping a complicated piece of machinery like this airborne. As a final note, I might mention that both First Officer Smith and myself both only crashed twice out of 100 simulated landings in flight school. However, I did make a 64 on the written test, the airplane and you. So have a pleasant day, and thank you for flying Tailspin Airlines.
Believe me, I'm not afraid to fly, but I can't relax no matter how I try. It's just that I get nervous when I'm too close to the sky, and an airplane is the only way to fly. And an airplane is the only way to fly.
You ever wonder why they have you lean over forward and put your head between your legs? That's so it breaks everybody's neck at the same time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The captain has turned off the seatbelt sign, and this is a reminder, there is no smoking on this 10-hour flight. Well, excuse me, sir. There's no smoking on this flight.
I know that.
Well, you're smoking.
I'm a chain smoker. Of course I'm smoking.
Don't you realize smoking could kill you?
So could this plane.
Sir, flying is a perfectly safe way to travel.
Tell that to the 300 people you dumped in the Atlantic last week.
Oh, sir, please.
Holding on to these cushions for dear life. Thinking that they were going to float.
Sir, that's unfair. No one was hurt. You know that. Now, you'll have to put that cigarette out.
You'll have to take it from me.
Sir, I'm giving you fair warning. There's a $5,000 fine for smoking on this airliner.
I'll pay it.
You can't pay it. You'll have to put it out.
No.
Give me that.
Take this.
You blew smoke in my face.
Of course I did. That's what happens when you corner a smoker.
Now, put it out.
No.
This is the last time I'm asking you.
Please, please. I'm hooked. I'm addicted. I can't go 10 hours without smoking a cigarette.
Well, you'll just have to.
No, I don't have to. I'm getting out.
Sir, I can't let you out. We're at 40,000 feet.
I don't care. I'll take my chances.
Get away from that door.
Don't you have a parachute or something?
No.
I'll walk back.
Look, I'm sympathetic. I used to smoke. I quit.
Big deal.
Sir, I smoke 4 packs a day.
I smoke 5.
I started when I was 13.
I started when I was 12, non-filters.
Well, I quit.
I quit quitting.
Sir, Surgeon General Koop says cigarette smoking causes a variety of illnesses.
Then he shouldn't smoke. Why should I listen to a man who looks like a lobster fisherman?
Sir, I'm tired of talking to you. There is no smoking on this flight. Now, you either put that cigarette out, or I'll alert the authorities, and when we land, you'll go to jail.
Jail?
Yes.
I don't want to go to jail.
And put it out.
All right.
And don't light another one.
All right, I'll try. I don't know what to do with myself. I get pretty nervous when I can't smoke.
Now just relax. I'll get you a drink.
But I keep thinking about cigarettes.
Look, all you have to do is relax. Think about something else, something that you like.
I like smoking.
Think about something else.
Something I like.
And keep your hands busy.
And keep your hands busy. Keep my hands busy and think about something I like.
Right. I'll be back in a moment. Ma'am, he's going to sit back down in his seat and he won't smoke. Well, I hope not. What are you doing? Put that away. That's indecent. What are you doing anyway?
What do you care, lady? I ain't smoking.
Thank you, Tommy and Dick. There are more planes in the air today than ever before in the history of aviation. And our airports are overcrowded, and it's just about impossible to control all of that air traffic. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in an airport control tower, but at every busy airport, there's one guy, and his job is to keep track of everything. And he is called the traffic control officer. He has a radar screen in front of him, and he wears a headset like this. Oh, okay, all right, United 209. Yeah, we have radar contact. You're looking very good. Pan American 715. You haven't seen United 209 up there anywhere, have you? It's a big plane. It's one of those 4-engine jobs. It's got United on the side. You can't miss it. Well, if you see him, would you tell him to call in? Yeah, 715, we're pretty jammed up here. I'm going to have to put you in the holding pattern. How's your visibility? Yeah, look off to your left about 3 miles over San Bernardino. Yeah, do you see all the planes? Yeah, just take a place anywhere there. You can find some. We'll call you back as soon as we have an opening. No, don't call us. We'll call you. Okay, you guys on the ground, who wants to go up? Wait a minute, not all at once, guys. Which one of you guys has ever been up before? Which one of the two of you has an open runway in front of them? Braniff 26. Okay, straight up, you pull up at the ocean, turn right again, and then straight ahead to Salt Lake City. Now, you can't miss it. It's got a big tabernacle. 715, I got to have an unidentified blip here. A blip? Yeah, listen, could you identify yourself? A Piper Cub. This is International Airport. We're sort of busy, you know. Why don't you try one of the local fields? Because your wife is meeting you here. Huh? Where are you exactly, Piper? The Texaco Station at Hollywood and Western. All right, straight out the door and look to your right. You see the big hamburger sign? Yeah, take off over that. Now, you can't miss us. We're the first international airport on your right. Yeah, we'll leave the lights on. Don't worry. Miami 209. Yeah, you're a little off course. Could you speak a little slower? Who is this anyway? No. Just a passenger. Huh? Could you let me speak to someone in charge? You are. Where's the pilot? How about the stewardess? They are. Huh? You ever landed a big plane like this before? No, it's easy. You just disengage your automatic pilot. It's a lever over your head to the right. Not all the way to the right.
You already full it. I don't know how to tell you this. You just emptied the washrooms. Piper, could you hold on? I have an emergency call. Yeah, Pan Am, what is it? Yeah, that was 209 from Miami. He's a new boy. It won't happen again, I guarantee it. Right in the fan jet, huh? How about your wipers? Are they still working? Why don't you just tell the passengers it was a giant eagle? I think that... Okay, 209, I'm going to talk you down. You see the little Piper cub in front of you? Yeah, just follow the little fella on down. Yeah, Piper? Look, I don't want you to get excited, but as soon as you touch down, you keep moving, right? And promise me one thing. Don't look behind you, okay? Okay, guys, you can take it from here. I'm going on my lunch break. Fine.
Catching a train, a plane perhaps, or even a camel caravan. Be on time in a yellow cab. Dial 244-8166. Yellow cab's at your service, safe and quick.
Well, it's retro rocking time inside my attic. I'm all wrapped up in the flag to keep me warm. Got my brain locked in cruise-o-matic, rolling Ronnie Reagan in suppository form. I'll tell a Maharishi that I seen ya. I'm traveling east until I know I'm free. I'll take the midnight flight to British Guiana. Ain't nobody casting asparagus on me. I'm flying down the Milky Way.
picture in my jukebox. Fly down the freeway all the way to you. I'll get a mule and be a flatland farmer. Grow a little bumper crop of grass. In Hollywood, I totaled my karma. Gonna cast my seed upon the ground. Gonna covet my neighbor's ass and fly down the freeway. Nature in the jukebox, fly down the freeway all the way. We'll pass the pipe of peace in our adobe, buried in the ruins of Mexico. We'll dip some snuff in mainline guacamole, slowly going bonkers watching Captain Video. We'll fly down the freeway. Going up to Nashville in the jukebox, fly down the freeway all the way.
Any of you here from New York tonight? Any people here from New York? I was in New York. I was doing the Tonight Show while Johnny Carson was here, and then Johnny went back and I came here. It's supposed to be during the summertime. It's been proclaimed as a summer festival. New York is supposed to be a summer festival. And it is something less than a summer festival during 3 weeks in July. There was a story, an item in the paper today. I don't know if you saw it. A lion got loose in the Central Park Zoo, got loose in the park, and was severely mauled. And they, yes. And they had, yes. He knocked on the door and they let him back in. And he said, don't go out there, baby. You know. Strange city. But I took the train, because I don't like to fly. I take white knuckle flights when I fly, and I take those kind. And I took the train, because I take trains a lot, but, you know, it's mostly old people and myself. We just sit in a lounge car, and they tell me what a great President Harding was and all that. And I had a roommate. The railroads, they're trying to discourage passenger travel. I don't know if any of you have traveled on the railroads lately, but... if you've noticed, but they're doing a hell of a job at it. They don't want you there, and they let you know it, you know. You're taking up space, you know. They could ship things, you know, instead of... But I had to take a roommate. I couldn't get a bedroom. I had to take a roommate from Chicago to New York. And the John is underneath the bed, you know, when you're in a roommate. And the minute that thing locks, you got to go. There's no question about it. It's psychological or something, but... The minute you hear that thing click, you know, you're out in the aisle. You know, you got to go out in the aisle, you know, and ring for the porter. And there are like 8 or 10 of you out in the aisle, you know. And you all know why the hell you're out there, you know, but you try to act nonchalant, you know. You keep hopping from foot to foot, you know, so sort of tips it off. And they are rapidly driving me back to, the railroads are rapidly driving me back to air travel. I make money when I go by train. I make money because the airlines will pay half of my fare when I go by train, because I whimper on a flight, you know, and like when we go through an air pocket, I go, ah! And yell out things like, oh my God, this is it, you know. It bothers the other passengers, you know. And this is before we take off. This is as we're as we're still taxiing, you know. So you can imagine what I'm like once we get up in the air. And I'm the kind of person, I get to the airport like 5 or 6 hours before the plane is supposed to take off, you know, and go immediately to the bar and start throwing them down. That's the only way I find I can make it, you know, just get 3/4 bombed, you know. And I also, they can spot you on the plane. The hostesses can spot you. Like, you'll have like 5 or 6 drinks in the airport, and then you'll have your two, your allotted two, and then you keep bugging the people around you. You going to finish that? You know, that's her drink, Mr. Newhart. Just leave it alone now. You've had enough. But apparently there are a lot of people feel the way I do about flying, because I have never been in an empty airport bar. It is always jammed. I don't care what time you get there. 8 o'clock in the morning, you got to fight your way to the bar. Scotch and water? Yeah, like that. And everybody drinking Bloody Marys, you know, because nobody can tell, you know, whether it's tomato juice or Bloody Marys, until you fall backwards off your chair, you know. But I was sitting in New York, and I'm sitting there. I'm throwing them down pretty good, and I still got like 3 hours to kill, you know, before the plane. And there's a guy sitting next to me. He's matching me drink for drink, you know. So, like, after an hour or so, you got to say something to the guy. So I turned to him. I said, I don't like to fly. You know, I know it's safer than being in a car and all that, but, you know, and you're safer in a plane than you are in your own home. But I got to have four or five belts, you know, before I can get on a plane. And this guy says, you don't have to apologize to me, pal. He said, I feel the same way about it. This is my captain I'm talking to, by the way. they don't like to fly either, you know. And I'm going through a new thing now, which is sort of scary. The last 6 months, all of a sudden, it struck me. You know, where you're getting the tickets and you're sitting around in the semicircle, you know, you're waiting to get on the plane. I try to spot the guy I figure has the bomb on that particular flight. Because, you know? I have never been on a plane. There wasn't one guy I wish you had a bomb. You know, it's sort of dejected. You can always pick out one guy. He's sort of dejected and sitting by himself, and he got this plain shoebox on his lap, and he won't let the hostess take it, you know. And I found out one thing. That is, always look in economy for the guy with a bomb. Never look in first class, you know, because obviously, you know, why should the guy go the extra $12, $14? You know, he isn't going all the way anyway, you know. Just, and neither are you, as it turns out. Just something to think about on your next flight. this is a true story. I was flying one time to Los Angeles, and we're up around 35,000 feet, and this elderly woman was on board, apparently her first flight, and we were about an hour out of Minneapolis, and she went up to the hostess, and she said, "Where's the John?" And the hostess pointed out to her, and she went in. And she came out a minute later and asked the hostess for a safety pin. So the hostess gave her a safety pin. And she went back in and came out. No one thought too much about it. And about 2 hours later, the plane lands in Los Angeles. And I'm one of the last ones to get off, you know. And the hostess is supposed to check the plane, make sure no one left anything behind, you know. So as I'm walking by the John, she calls me over. She said, "Come here, you won't believe this. This dear old soul at 35,000 feet had pinned the curtains together in the John. This is true." This is a true story. So help. Now, you figure, you know, another plane going the other direction, you know. 600 miles an hour, you know. True story.
Shooting through the sky at the speed of light. I just shone past the satellite. I picked something up on my sonar screen, so it reached and I caught the beam. It was planet Earth on the right. One half day and one half night. I thought I might survey the scene, see how the old place has been. Well, I turned it over and spun it up, heading to the place I near burn up. I got the shock of my life when I finally touch. Everything could change that much. They stopped and stirred as my spaceship flirted. A couple of them seemed mighty scared. I said, hello, have we met before? But they just looked on in awe. Well, next thing the tanks rolled up the street and up the river. Sailed the fleets of destroying vessels and artillery. They were calling me the enemy. Who, me? I thought that I might state my case. Explained I just arrived from space. I played dark to dark with the stars above my spacecraft run on low. See, you got a few computers, a Star Wars plan. You don't care much for your fellow man. And that guy you call your president makes me glad I'm not a resident. They thought to shoot, I shot away. Might decide to go back someday. There's no one in this whole damn place so quick to rumble as the human race. It's a disgrace. That's the whole of space.
Yes, friends, and I want you to know that I have been flying all night, and boy, are my arms tired. Thank you, thank you. I'm here till Thursday. I'm KBC. Good night. Okay, no, wait, no, this is just the beginning. All right, I'm sorry, I got carried away in Branson, Missouri. What are we doing here? We're traveling. I'm dizzy. I can't help it. I don't know where I am anymore. It's like, yeah, last week I had all those places to go to, and tried to do it this week, and whoa, where am I? I don't know. But I'm here with you, so that's cool. We started out with Frank Sinatra. That was Come Fly With Me from 1958 with Billy May and his orchestra, the Royal Guardsmen. Remember them? A couple of kids from Ocala that had a huge, huge hit with Snoopy. This is something called The Airplane Song, a couple of singles later after the polish had worn off. But I thought it was kind of cute. Cheap Flights was fascinating. Aida. Kippadada, the late Kippadada, the U-Haul Airlines, a couple of cheap flights here for you, including Tailspin Airlines from Glenn Sutton. No Smoking, that was Ron Landry and Tom Biner. Landry, of course, you know, Hudson and, okay. And then, meanwhile, all this is going on, you got your air traffic controller, played tonight by Bob Newhart. Okay, we had Vacation from MXPX. I'm sure there's a word for that. Mix picks, back books, books, cocks. Let's see. Flying Down the Freeway. That was Kinky Friedman. Certainly a travel song. Trains and Planes from Bob Newhart and Frank Crummett. Riding Down from Bangor. Now, Bangor does not have train service from itself in any form now. I speak as a resident of nearby Bangor. We hear trains going by all the time, the freight trains, but and I am not aware of any tunnel between here and anywhere, Portland or anywhere. But I could be wrong, because, hey, it's probably gone. And we heard Talking Space Travel Blues from The Onset. All right? So we are in between stations. Please wait until we're out of here before you flush the toilets. And we'll just go ahead. Let's trade all our travel stories.
Man, oh man, have you ever been to Spain? Where the joy of laughing people makes you happy again. Women so pretty, even more so at night. While in the streets their dance brings on to you such delight. And man, oh man, before you go home, catch your flight on to see the wonders of Rome. In all its beauty, the girls put off to show. They'll arouse all your love, you know, and make your heart glow. I wanna go there through the sweetness of time. I wanna go there, let a reminiscence of his mind. Oh, let me go there again and again, for I'll never forget your bright eyes as we sit there, man, oh man, in the middle of France. The odds were against us, we still took a chance. We took a chance, and a lifetime was with us that night. You know I found you at last, and it was love at first sight. I wanna go I wanna go there and reminisce what was mine. Oh, let me go there all again, for I'll never forget your bright eyes
as we sit there.
That old man in the middle of France.
Though odds were against us, we still took a chance.
We took a chance
in a lifetime was with us that night.
I found you, well, and Lord, Lord, it makes me feel all right.
That old man in the middle of France.
Though odds were against us, we still took a chance.
We took a chance in a lifetime was with us that night.
You know I found
out the time I think of.
I was sitting at home just listening to my radio, and along came a fella who apparently had been on the go. Well, he started in a bragging about everywhere he'd been, and there isn't any place in this whole world he hasn't seen. You ask me where I've been, and I'm going to tell you part why I ain't even been outside the gate in my backyard. I ain't been anywhere, Joe, ain't been anywhere, Joe. I didn't want to go, so I guess I'll never know, Joe. An old stick in the mud, but ain't been anywhere. I ain't seen London, Paris, Washington, Chicago, Bombay, Mandalay, Calgary, Kashmir, Thailand, Ireland, Iceland, Greenland, Halifax, Poland, Switzerland, Scotland, Liverpool, Dry Gulch, Tombstone, Moscow, Carlsbad, Leningrad, Stalingrad, too bad I ain't been anywhere, Joe. I ain't been anywhere, Joe. I didn't want to go, so I guess I'll never know, Joe. An old stick in the mud, but ain't been anywhere. Siam, Amsterdam, Oslo, Rotterdam, Birmingham, Tokyo, Melbourne, Saigon, Trinidad, Hong Kong, Florida, Reykjavik, Copenhagen, Berlin, Congo, Key West, Petersburg, Wallsburg, Cherbourg, Luxembourg, Toulouse, Toronto, Korea, McCreek, I'm sick. I ain't been anywhere, Joe. I ain't been anywhere, Joe. I didn't want to go, so I guess I'll never know, Joe. An old stick in the mud, but I ain't been anywhere. Quad, Limerick, Inverness, Loch Ness, Swansea, Kiwanda, Colombo, Gold Coast, Edinburgh, Singapore, Galveston, Okinawa, Blarney, Killarney, Karachi, Pyongyang, Warsaw, Rangoon, Darwin, Libya, Goose Bay, Labrador, outer space, no place. I ain't been anywhere, Joe. I ain't been anywhere, Joe. Guess I want to go, so I guess I'll never know, Joe. An old stick in the mud, but I ain't been anywhere. Toledo, Wexford, Frankfurt, Silverton, Norfolk, Alamos, the Boulder, Brighton, Kiowa, Denmark, Dover, Calais, Rio, Lima, Philippines, Hebrides, Hawaii, Portland, Cleveland, Leipzig, Laramie, Horsehair, nowhere. I ain't been anywhere, Joe. I ain't been anywhere, Joe. I didn't want to go, so I guess I'll never know, Joe. An old stick in the mud, but I ain't been anywhere.
Wait a minute, Horsehair, why, doggone it, that's my hometown, so I guess I must have been there, huh? I ain't been anywhere.
I started on a journey about a year ago to a little town called Morrow in the state of Ohio. I've never been much of a traveler, and I really didn't know that Morrow was the hardest place I'd ever tried to go. So I went down to the station for my ticket and applied for tips regarding Morrow, not expecting to be guide. Said I, my friend, I'd like to go tomorrow and return no later than tomorrow, for I haven't time to burn. Said he to me,
now let me see if I have heard you right. You'd like to go tomorrow and return tomorrow night. You should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, and back today, for the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way. If you had gone tomorrow, yesterday, now don't you see? You could have gone tomorrow and returned today at three, for the train today, tomorrow, if the schedule is right. Today it goes tomorrow and returns tomorrow night. It seems to me you're talking through your hat. There is a town named Morrow on the line. Now tell me that.
There is,
said he. But take from me a quiet little tip. To go from here tomorrow is a 14-hour trip. The train today tomorrow leaves today at 8:35. At 10:30 tomorrow is the time it should arrive. So if from here tomorrow is a 14-hour jump, can you go today tomorrow and get back today, you chump? Said I, I'd like to go tomorrow, so can I go today and get tomorrow by tonight if there is no delay?
Well, well,
said he to me,
and I've got no more to say. Can you get anywhere tomorrow and get back again today?
Said I guess you know it all, but kindly let me say, how can I get tomorrow if I leave this town today? Said he,
cannot go tomorrow anymore today, 'cause the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way.
I was so disappointed, I was mad enough to swear. The train had gone tomorrow and it left me standing there. A man was right in telling me that I was a howling jay. I could not go tomorrow, so I guess in town I'll stay.
We argued on the Channel train to Paris. The Van Rouge helped us make it sweet again. But by the time that we got down to Lyon, everything I said was wrong, and you cursed me in the rain. We split up for a while in Barcelona. We met up 6 days later in Madrid. I was hoping that the break would make things go a little better for us, and for a little while it almost did. Now I'm in a bar in Copenhagen, and I'm trying hard to forget your name. And I'm staring at the label on a bottle of Cerveza. And every fucking city feels the same. You said to call you when I got to London. A French girl told me that you'd left a note. I said to her, I like your accent, and she thought I sounded funny. So we ended up drinking in Soho. Foolishly, I followed you to Dublin. Like a ghost, I walked the streets of Temple Bar. And all the bright young things were throwing up their Guinness in the gutters. And once I thought I saw you from afar. Now I'm in a nightclub in Helsinki, and they're playing La Vida Loca once again. And I can't believe I'm dancing to this crap, but I'm a chance here. And every fucking city sounds the same. At a cafe in the port of Amsterdam, an email from you said you'd gone to Rome. For a minute I thought maybe, but my funds were running low. And anyway, it sounded like you weren't alone. So I headed north until I got to Hamburg. A chilly city suits a troubled soul. And on the Reeper Barn I paid a woman far too much to kick me out before I'd even reached my goal. Now I'm in a restaurant in Stockholm, and the waiter here wants me to know his name. And I can order sandwiches in 7 different languages. But every fucking city looks the same. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, hasta la vista, baby. Every fucking city's just the same.
Thank you. you still want my heart. I can listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. I think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. Here I am.
taking me to that coffee store where someone waits for me. I know she's there serving up that Java to a dozen drivers, maybe more, but she's saving that big cup for me. I'll get my coffee from my sugar, then I'll truck on down the line. I'll unload my wagon and be back by closing time. I'm feeling low, 'cause I've almost blown my top. But I'll keep on driving till I see that truck driver's coffee stop. My coffee from my sugar, then I'll truck on down the line. I'll unload my wagon and be back by closing time. I'm feeling low, 'cause I've almost blown my top. But I'll keep on driving till I see that truck driver's coffee stop.
Of the GPS, we're going separate ways. Yes, I know you've been there for me, but I just have to say, I feel a surge of joy as I shun your urge to turn. I need to travel my own way there when the fire of freedom burns.
I know I asked for help, but I can change my mind. 'Tis a right of us free folk if we feel inclined. For hawks don't use the GPS, and that is what I am. Gliding down the coastal roads, the long way is my plan.
Dear lady of the GPS, we should go our separate ways. In 200 meters I won't turn round, no matter what you say. I feel a surge of joy as I shun your urge to turn. I need to travel my own way there when the fire of freedom burns.
Have you factored an ocean breeze, the tickle on my arm, the poetry it's squinting at, the glinting water's charm? No, you've not, you'll never see outside of your blue line. I choose adventure, I will not turn. Who cares if we're on time?
Dear lady of the GPS, we should go our separate ways. In 100 meters I won't turn round, no matter what you say. For I feel a surge of joy as I shun your urge to turn. I need to travel my own way there when the fire of freedom burns.
What a journey this is, my kids, but one that goes too fast. Let's make the most of it where we are, enjoy it while it lasts. Looky here, what have we found? Hey kids, who wants to drive through? The gods of the land have favored our plan of choosing our own route.
Dear lady of the GPS, we've gone
I need to travel my own way there when the fire of freedom burns. When the fire of freedom burns. When the fire of freedom burns. I need to travel my own way there when the fire of freedom burns. When the fire of freedom burns. When the fire of freedom burns. I need to travel my own way there when the fire of freedom burns. When the fire of freedom burns. When the fire of freedom burns.
I went to Opryland, USA, and I saw all the stars, and I asked Timmy Wynette and George Jones how their marriage life was.
We go together, step by step like shoes on your feet. We go together.
I saw my daddy's favorite guitar picker, Mr. Chet Atkins, and I asked him why he don't put a whole album out of him singing.
My better judgment tells me to say no.
When I saw Bobby Bear, I asked him why he didn't make personal appearances in Indianapolis, and he said,
shame on me for hurting you.
When I got around to see Sweet Connie Smith, I told her I loved her very much, and I'd buy all her records.
What would I do without you?
And then I saw another one of my favorites, Jerry. And I asked him why he moved in his white house on 18th Avenue South.
My wife left me. So did my children. She took my house and left. It was a mobile home.
I walked up to Porto Wagner and Dolly Parton and asked them if they were married.
We can't let this happen to us.
A big bully come and knocked me down and got my ice cream all dirty. And Bill Anderson bought me another one and said,
and no one gonna hurt you anymore.
When I saw Lil' Kenny Price, I asked him if he wrestled on TV. Boy, he put me straight.
Dig this. Sure pick fine. I'm a super sad man.
When I saw Mel Tillis, I asked him for his autograph, and he said,
all right, I'll sign the papers.
Then I saw poor Dallas Frazier sitting on the play bench, and he was bawling. And I asked him why, and he said,
it's the birthmark Henry Thompson talks about.
As we come out the gates, I almost got on the wrong bus when I heard Charlie Pride say,
is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona?
Hi there, the desk clerk. Berman? Min? Yeah, room 702. Just checked in. No, everything's all right. I wanted to ask about one thing. I don't seem to have a window. No, I looked. I looked over there, too. I don't have a window. I'm pretty sure about that. Well, no, there's nothing specific I want to see. She said I'd like a window if I can get a hold of one. Well, I didn't think to request a window when I reserved the room. I thought I'd have one. Well, I have everything else. The wallpaper, the pictures, the Gideon Bible. I have everything. I just don't have a window. Now, there's loads of hot water. Plenty of hot water. As a matter of fact, from both taps. I wanted to ask you about that, too, sir. One sort of curious thing, sir. You know the dresser? Four drawers? Three are painted on. Now, why is that, sir? Anyway, getting back to that window, what do you think we can do about installing one or find the one we have? Where do you think I find it? Near which door? Well, now, that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about, sir. I can't find my door, sir. I don't know where it is. Now, I'm not denying I have a door. I'm in the room. There must be a door. I didn't materialize in here, but I cannot find the door. Now, where do you think I'd find it? Near which window? I don't have a window. Now, would that be an odd place to put a door next to a window? I mean, if you walk through, you'd fall right out of the building, wouldn't you, sir? I mean, I have one door over here, but that's the door to my closet. Oh, I thought I had one. Maybe it's the door to my bathroom. You're kidding. Well, where is it? I don't need a pencil. Just tell me where to find it, will you, please? Yeah. 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 Well, just a minute. I'll get a pencil. I'll be right with you. Talk a little slower. It's difficult to write in here. Well, it's dark. I would if I could find the switch. There is no light switch between the window and the door. I'm not admitting I have a window and a door. All I'm saying, if there was a window and a door, there wouldn't be a light switch there. Well, I know, because the first thing I did when I came in here was feel all the wall. There is no switch. Do me a favor and send up a bellhop with some candles. Well, where are they? Well, what time do you reopen? Is this place closed at night? Well, how about your other guests? How do they feel about this? I am.
come along with me to the land of dreams. Just take Route 90 down to New Orleans. Right out of California through New Mexico. We'll have a cup of coffee in El Paso. Baby on the telephone. We'll pass through Katy and Houston too. Stop in Beaumont, Texas for some barbecue.
Greysborough, Romania, Basildon, way down here. You need a reason to move. Feel a fool running your stateside games. Lose your load. Leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico. You sound so simple. I just got to go. The sun's so hot. I forgot to go home. Yes, I'll have.
If you got to spend the rest of your days any place, you might as well spend them in Mexico. It's cheap, warm, and basically friendly if you're in the right place. Okay, that's today's travel tip from me, KBC Kara Bitslap. Okay, anyway, we started that set with the Persuasions. Man, oh man, have you ever been? Well, Hank Snow says I ain't been anywhere. He wrote that one just like he wrote the original. I like to see guys answering themselves. But I think they should give them phones so that they can talk to somebody. Kingston Trio, that was Tomorrow. And then Paul Kelly, Every Fucking City. Yeah, you get that way after a while after you've seen enough of them. They all look pretty much the same from a bus terminal or a train station. Turn the Page was Metallica, covering up Bob Seger there. We heard from, Dick Reinhardt. That was the Truck Driver's Coffee Stop. Every trucker knows about those. A destination worth keeping. Lady of the Map from the Longest Johns. No, thank you, Siri. I got this. Okay. Let's see. Benny Williams. A cut-up version of A Visit to Opryland, USA. I don't know who did that for him, but it counts as child abuse, I think. Shelley Berman. Call to Room Service. Florida Bound. Was Jimmy's Upstanding Mike Squad, as opposed to Mike's Upstanding Jimmy Squad. Okay, are we clear on that? Beach Bums, after that, with Bob Seger himself. That was Florida Time. I think it was the flip side of the Yellow Beret song. I could be wrong. Anyway, Clarence Garlow, Route 90, down in... Well, he told you where it is, right? And then A1... The Trunk Road to the Sea from Billy Bragg. That was a Peel Sessions number. And Mexico from James Taylor. Starting in the old geezers section of the show, which is the end. We'll bring it to the end here. And I do honestly have three old geezers coming up that you'll each and every one recognize. So just take it easy. Only break one law at a time. And make sure you're back here next week for more fun and frolic and frivolity here at the Bit Slap. Okay? Right here. And I'll see you then.
To find where my baby is gonna be. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight? Cause she is far across the sea. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be alright and things are gonna be alright with me. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that all her dreams are sweet. Then now would you guide her along the roads and make them soft for her feet? Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be alright until she's home and here with me? Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight if she is sleeping under the sky? Said now make sure the ground she's sleeping on is always warm and dry. Don't you give her too much rain. Try to keep her away from pain, because my baby's a cry. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight, cause it gets rough along the way. Said now the song seems strange, it's just because I don't know how to pray. Won't you give her peace of mind, and if you ever find the time, won't you tell her I miss her every day.
Road again, like a man that gets it, we go down the highway. visit with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, thank you very much.
Give me plenty of that guitar.
Traveling on a boat, in a plane, in a car, on a bike, with a bus, on a train. Traveling there, traveling here, everywhere, in every gear. But, oh Lord, we pay the price with the spin of a wheel, with the roll of the dice. Ah yeah, you pay a fare, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Traveling through the dirt and the grime, from the past to the future, through the space and the time. Traveling deep beneath the waves, in watery grottos and mountainous caves. But ah, Lord, we got to fight with the thoughts in the head, with the dark and the light. No use to stop and stare, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Skin of my teeth, by the breath of the hair. Traveling where the fall winds blow, with the sun on my face, in the ice and the snow. But ooh-wee, it's a game. Sometimes you're cool, sometimes you're lame. Ah yeah, it's somewhere. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. We pay the price with the spin of the wheel, with the roll of the dice. Ah yeah, you pay your fare, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. I keep traveling around the bend, there was no beginning, there is no end. It wasn't born and never dies, there are no edges, there is no size. Ah yeah, you just don't win, it's so far out, the way out is in. Bow to God and call him sir, but if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. If you don't